Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Makakasama natin ngayon ang finance journalist at editor para makahanap ng mga paraan para malaman kung meron bang maitutulong ang gobyerno habang naghahanap ka pa ng trabaho. Kamusta kayo, Ms. Michelle Baltazar?
Buti naman, at yan ang isa sa aking mga favorite topics kasi marami sa ating mga kababayan hindi nila alam yung mga tools or resources from the Australian government. So I'm excited to talk about that.
Umpisahan natin. Noong panahon ng pandemic, nagkaroon po tayo ng programa. Gobyerno po yung sila ang gumawa nitong programa na to sa mga nawala ng trabaho. Meron po bang maitutulong ang gobyerno ngayon sa mga nawala ng trabaho? Kasi di ba madami pong they got laid off?
The situation noon dahil sa pandemic, the government adopted this law na you cannot leave your house. Dahil doon, automatic marami mga tao na wala ng trabaho. So it was their responsibility to provide income. Therefore, there was a very generous government support back then na halos mga as much as like $2,000 a fortnight. So medyo nakakahinga ka rin ng maluwa. The situation is different kasi it's about the economy. And there's a lot of businesses na unfortunately yung sa tariffs, parang sa recession, lack of customers, or lower revenues, nawalan sila ng trabaho. Unfortunately, hindi yun covered ng government support. If you are, of course, if you're a permanent resident, kahit bago ka pa lang, automatic from day one of your permanent residency, eligible ka na sa all the government services. Dito sa Australia, ang website na kailangang maging ma-memorize mo is Services Australia. And it will talk about Centrelink and Job Seeker Assistance. Iba para sa mga temporary visa holders. Unfortunately, that when they applied to come to Australia, they said that they can financially support themselves. So, automatic hindi na yon. However, merong tinatawag na exemption or special benefit. At merong mga subclass ng visa na eligible for this. So for example, inimbita ka ng pamilya mo dito as a carer or inimbita ka dito ng pamilya mo employee for a small business. And there are different exceptions. Ang tag nun, special benefit. You're
okay.
Eligible for that kung number one, you have to call them. So number one is you have to go to the government services. It's very easy. It's all available on Google to find these. So number one, for example, there's what's called the homelessness service. Kasi una, pag mawalan ka ng trabaho, rent ka agad ang madadamay dyan, di ba? Homelessness service and the state, and you will have the number. The special benefits is, kung halimbawa, walang-wala ka na talaga sa bank account mo and you can have proof of it, like $50 na lang, wala ka ng pambayad ng rent, pambayad ng tubig, pambayad ng pagkain. So that is like extreme financial hardship. Pero at least, alam mo na hindi ka nasa street. That is like worst case scenario na talaga. Ang caveat dyan ay one-third na mga taong humihingi ng help through homelessness service I nare-reject because there's just so many. There's so many people asking for help. But it's there and you can access that service. Secondly, very quickly, pag domestic violence, family matters, you feel unsafe in the place that you live. Yung mga ganon, special exemption din yon. So that would be the government service that you can access. It's under special benefit. At you're eligible if you're temporary visa or under student visa under extreme circumstances.
By the way, para po sa mga naghahanap ng trabaho, meron po bang government service na pwedeng, government service or programa na pwedeng sumalo sa kanila?
Oo nga, yung sinabi ko nga kanina na job seeker assistance ay hindi talaga available. It's really, really hard. Napakahirap. Ang masasabi ko na lang ay it's not the government, pero there are 400,000 Filipinos here in Australia and it's you really have to expand your network. Maraming mga Filipino communities, at alam mo yung mga kababayan natin, they're very helpful talaga. And you can do it. Pero bad news, wala talaga legally for job seekers.
Para naman po sa mga kararating lang sa bansa, actually about yung mga subsidies po or tulong na pwedeng ibigay para pantulong sa child care costs? Kasi alam natin na talagang mabigat po yan.
Child care, minsan it can cost $500 to $500 for 3 days for child care. Di parang lahat na lang na sweldo mo mapupunta doon. Nako! Bad news na naman, walang official for child care costs.
Okay.
Again, yung meron tayong tinatawag dito na Medicare, which is available to all permanent and Australian citizens. Halimbawa, may sakit yung bata, or you know, you just need some additional financial help. But that is the nature of the policy for newly arrived migrants, or you're on a worker's visa. You really have to be prepared for that.
Yes.
But like I said, really have a network. Maraming mga Filipino community associations, and you just don't know. Everyone's really willing to help our kababayans. Pero be careful as well. At may mga ano rin, don't mean well.
Yes.
So just be careful as well.
Okay. Again, maraming salamat kay Ms. Michelle. Final message po pala para magabayan ang mga kababayan na iniinda pa rin ang cost of living.
Well, pray every day. I'm like, trying to be realistic. The cost of living is a reality. First of all, the mental stress, the anxiety, you have to acknowledge that it's real. Dahil sa inflation, everything went up in price, mga 30 to 40%. Parang tinadyakan ka talaga ng price increases. But there are ways around it. One, if you have a full-time job or if you have a casual job, try and negotiate a pay rise. Marami sa atin parang natatakot, ganun, but it's a fair ask to negotiate a pay rise. Second, it's the B word, budget. Alam kong mahirap to. But the simplest way to do it is however you spend your money, cut it by 20%. Di, parang it's a very sharp cut.
Yes.
But it will cover you for all your needs. So again, I'm really sorry. Lahat tayo, we're all on the same boat. Cost of living is very hard. Pero there is always a way to find that extra income or cut your spending.
Again, thank you so much, Ms. Michelle Baltazar. So uulitin po.
No worries. Anytime.
My Peraan.
My Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.